From circuits to servers to electronic records, DISA is using its move to Fort Meade, Maryland under the Base Realignment and Closure Program to impose major technology changes. At the same time, the Joint Task Force National Capital Region Medical, or JTF-CAPMED, pushed through a common network for its applications and data to run on for the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. Previously, the services shared data and applications through a network band-aided together. Henry Sinkowitz is the Chief Information Officer for DISA.
What BRAC has been is very much a leveraging action. I think we all recognize, and it's just part of this notion of organizational dynamics, that organizations at times are very reluctant to change. BRAC, we knew, was a change. BRAC was there's very clear guidance to say, do you know what? You're going to have to change. And what we've done is we've looked at it to say, what other types of behavior changes, processy changes, technology changes can we build into this BRAC process, again, without violating any laws or any regulations?
At JTF-CAPMED, the idea of change was easier said than done. Charles Chapdelaine is the deputy CIO at the Joint Task Force National Capital Region Medical. He says the idea of having one back-end network to carry medical information and applications for servicemen and women, retirees, and dependents among the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force has always been just that, an idea.
When BRAC established kind of a unified command under the Joint Task Force commander, that allowed us to say, okay, we're all going to get everybody in the room, regardless of our services, we're going to come together with a plan, and we're going to execute that plan. When you try to do that in a federated environment, there's so many different variations on the missions between the Army, Navy, and the Air Force that sometimes it's difficult to come to but when there's one commander who's calling the shots, the unity of command is there. We can say, okay, these are the mission priorities for our organization, which is JTF. Therefore, we need these solutions.
Chapdelaine says the Joint Medical Network is about 45 days from implementation at Fort Belvoir, Virginia. DISA has already moved about half of its 4,600 employees to its new building in Fort Meade, Maryland. Sinkowitz says BRAC gave DISA the opportunity to eat its own dog food.
We took this opportunity to consolidate the number of circuits that we had coming into the complex, recognizing that we had a whole series of point-to-point circuits into our various facilities in the National Capital Region. And what we did here was we consolidated them onto the DISN backbone, as we've told our customers to do. That's not to say that we hadn't been doing it, but we had these legacy circuits that this forced us to go and change and to optimize.
Sinkowitz says the circuits include hardwires that bring the classified and unclassified networks across DOD. Along with circuits, DISA moved 40 servers that were outside the DISA-run data centers into the Defense Enterprise Computing Centers, or DISA DECs. And it's not all behind-the-scenes technology. Sinkowitz says the reduction of the number of printers to 1,000 from 2,500 could save DISA a lot of money.
As a forcing function, is that we knew we had to clean out all of these filing cabinets. And we across the agency, General Pollack gave us all some very, very clear guidance that we needed to digitize. And so starting almost a year ago, the DISA seniors ended up getting a report card where every 2 weeks General Pollack was briefed on how well they were complying with records management. We took the opportunity to make sure all of our records managers were trained. We had the right taxonomy. We had the right National Archives approved filing management system. And people were on-ramping their files, their records, into this digital repository.
Sinkowitz says these initiatives and others have been part of a DISA campaign plan to improve their business processes and technology behind them. But BRAC enabled DISA to move even faster. As for the Joint Task Force National Capital Region Medical, BRAC became a forcing function for a change that many agreed was necessary, but none had tried. The Joint Medical Network will eventually be run between Fort Belvoir, the Bethesda Naval Medical Center, and satellite medical facilities in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Chapdelaine says the Joint Medical Network is overcoming all the different needs of the three services that kept it from being built previously.
We're building something that's really new and revolutionary that for many years, the medical community has talked about it, but this is the first time we've actually been able to test it, to build it, and to make it. And as with creating anything new, there's many different challenges and opportunities to hit your own set of roadblocks. But we have the design finished. The design looks good. We have purchased almost all of the equipment now to put it in place, and much of it is installed. We actually have some final testing to do, and then we will go live sometime in June.
When finished, the Joint Medical Network will make it easier for patients, nurses, and doctors alike. Chapdelaine says the network will help doctors and nurses provide medical care that is more efficient and safer.
Patient comes in to see their provider here. That provider says, oh, well, you need to have this type of treatment. I'm going to document everything in our electronic medical record. We're going to have an MRI scheduled for you that you'll have here at Bethesda. And as soon as the technicians finish doing that work, do the MRI and the provider finishes making the notes and they hit the save button, that information is instantly available to the clinicians at Fort Belvoir through this medical network. There's no special routing, no special handling, there's no hard copies that need to be printed, there's no disks that need to be cut and formatted so that you can take all that information down to your provider down at Fort Belvoir for the procedure. It flows seamlessly without the patient's involvement.
He adds the Joint Medical Network was a combined effort among the three services and its contractors. As for DISA, Sinkowitz says the changes brought on by BRAC lets them stay on the cutting edge of technology for the near future. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.